This is the Informed Traveler on News Talk 770. I'm Randy Sharman. This Tuesday is Canada Day, so I thought it would be appropriate to learn a few unique things and places about Canada. And travel writer Seema Dhawan did just that in an article for USA Today called 10 Reasons to Visit Canada, and she joins us now on the phone to talk about it. Good morning, Seema.
Good morning.
Your article, 10 Amazing Reasons to Visit Canada, on usatoday.com. I think I kind of liken it to the analogy, it's tough to see the picture when you're inside the frame, because sometimes I think as Canadians we forget all the great things we can see until we see it from, you know, another person's point of view. Is that sort of the idea of the article when it came about?
Yeah, definitely. Part of the idea was also for, you know, U.S. travelers who know, you know, the Rockies and sort of the normal things Canada is popular for, mm-hmm. but to sort of get more, you know, more into the picture and see what else Canada has to offer and more unique experiences.
So now, did you experience all of these yourself? How did you come about with these 10? Because I'm sure people could come up with 10 more or 100 even.
Actually, I think I've experienced almost all of them, maybe about 70%. But yeah, I mean, I've traveled a lot in Canada and definitely have heard of some of these experiences. So it took definitely, you know, when the last two or three, it took more effort to come up with these because you're so tempted to mention, you know, the beaches or, you know, Vancouver or the Rocky Mountains and Banff. But it took a little effort, but Canada does have a lot to offer, so it wasn't all that hard.
Well, it certainly does. So let's run through them. What are some of your favorites off the top?
Some of my favorites are definitely the Yukon, and specifically if, you know, you're very adventurous and you like climbing mountains, I found it fascinating that in the Yukon there are mountains that have never been climbed before.
Really?
So, yeah, so I thought that was amazing. If I was a climber, that would be, you know, so cool to be the first person to reach a peak. So I think that's pretty cool. And then you can also head to Dawson City and have Sour Toe Cocktail, which has a real human toe in it.
I'm still stuck on the fact no one's climbed the mountains in the Yukon. I did not know that.
I was very surprised. I had to confirm that a few times, but apparently it's true.
I'm not really sure I'd want a Sour Toe Cocktail, though. And then who sacrificed their foot to put their toe in it is what I would like to know. Or maybe I don't want to know.
Well, actually, there's sort of this legend behind it about how it all came about and how, you know, there was this man in the Yukon cold who lost his toe and he preserved it in alcohol. So that's, I think, the legend behind it. But people actually donate their toes.
Seriously?
So yeah. So if, you know, if they don't, I don't know if they injured it and they're going to get rid of it anyway. So they send them to the Yukon.
And this is in Dawson City, hey?
Yeah.
I can imagine whoever serves these getting packages of toes.
Yeah. They don't get too many. I think they have more problems making sure people don't steal the toe. But uh-huh. It's definitely.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, and what else is on your list here?
Well, there's, you know, heading to Churchill to look at polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
I think people always imagine that polar bears in Canada would be way in the north, but they're closer to Alberta. And are definitely a very Canadian, you know, Canadian experience. And if you're just looking to have some food that's related to Canada, you know, there's Nanaimo bars. In Nanaimo, you can go on a trail. So you can have, you know, Nanaimo martinis, cupcakes, fudge, you know, all sorts of variations.
I love Nanaimo bars.
They're definitely a very Canadian treat.
And then, of course, you can wash it down with some wine. I see that wine is on your list.
Yes, ice wine is very much on the list. Not only because it's amazing, but it's also, you know, from BC and definitely something I think visitors and Canadians should try.
Now, was there one that really, really stood out as a shocker you didn't know, other than a toe and a drink?
I mean, I knew most of them, but I, you know, the Hopewell Rocks in the East Coast, I was surprised that they were the highest tides in the world.
Oh.
For some reason, you wouldn't think that would be in Canada. So,
the Hopewell Rocks?
Yes.
Okay. And now you also have the Confederation Bridge, which I think would be really cool to drive across.
Yes, it is. It is quite an amazing drive. I think you're so fascinated by the bridge itself. And, you know, you're usually talking in the car about how it came about and how it is so long. So, no, it's not really unnerving. It's quite a cool experience.
I would think I would want someone else to do the driving so I can just look out the window. And now, was there some that didn't quite make the list that you had that you could have added?
There were some weird foods. I know in Alberta, you know, we have, I mean, and also like popular foods like steak and things like that. But I can't think of any specific thing that didn't make the list.
What did you do for your research, though?
Well, I sort of, you know, when I'm traveling, I take notes on things I find cool. So I research, you know, some of them I just knew. And then I just, yeah, I just looked up, you know, different, you know, people with different travel experiences. Often tourism boards will list cool things to do. So, you know, if you're, if, especially for Canada Day, if you're thinking of going to a new province, you should just go to their tourism website and it'll often list some of the really highest attractions. So that definitely helps.
And now, do you have any special plans for Canada Day?
I have to stay close to home for Canada Day, so I might just head to the Rockies. I know it's not on the list, but it's definitely one of my favorite Canadian experiences. So I think Canadians are very lucky. We just have to head to our backyard to experience, you know, some of the most beautiful places in the world. So I might just head to the mountains.
Perfect. Well, that would be a great place to do it. And if you, anybody wants some ideas on 10 amazing reasons to visit Canada or for our sake to see Canada, just check out the USA Today website, usatoday.com. Throw that in their little search and you'll find it. And Seema Dhawan is the writer of that. Thanks for sharing that with us, Seema.
It was my pleasure.
Coming up, we'll head to Halifax and learn more about the historic Westin Nova Scotian Hotel next when the Informed Traveler continues on News Talk 770.